Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 9th, a reflection on It Came Upon a Midnight Clear by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." End quote. John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus knew that his crucifixion was near. He had just been talking to his disciples about loving him, John chapter 14, verse 15, keeping his commandments, receiving the indwelling Holy Spirit, and keeping mindful of what he had taught them. In this context, he promises them peace. Remembering several of his key teachings would be vital to this peace. God, the maker of heaven and earth, is holy love. He is good, merciful, and gracious. He is all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful, and sovereign over his creation. Nothing takes him by surprise, and nothing can thwart him as he works out his purposes day by day in the world and in our lives. This God is our Father. He loves us with an everlasting love and calls us to love him with all our heart in return. God's love would soon be made concrete to them when Jesus, the Lamb of God, would die to take away the sins of the world. This would upend the disciples' lives and shatter their hopes and dreams. But if they would remember what Jesus taught them and trust God in spite of all appearances, they would experience peace. Belief in Jesus' teachings and trust in God were essential. Sadly, they succumbed to fear, quote, "the polio of the soul that keeps us from walking by faith," end quote. But after seeing the risen Jesus, their faith returned stronger than ever. In this fallen world, hard times will sometimes come, things hard to understand and hard to endure. But as with Jesus' first disciples, they come by God's permission, and whatever he allows to touch our lives, he will use for our good to conform us to the image of Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. When they do, the Holy Spirit will give us peace as we remember Jesus' words and trust God. Let's pray. Lord, may I believe your promises and receive your peace. Regardless of my circumstances, draw my attention to your everlasting love and help me to trust in you. Amen.